Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show on today. And again, Happy New Year's. We're not too far into the year for me to avoid saying to you, Happy New Year's. And thank you for taking the time to work on you. That's right, working on you is one of the most important endeavors that you can take in this life. The way I see it, you've helped everyone else. You've helped the children, the spouses, the family members. You know, a lot of people, especially during these times, are busy taking care even of their parents, elderly parents, sickly parents, sickly children, So, where do you find the time to work on you and your dreams? Well, all this year, I've been talking about how to achieve your dream in 2013. 2013 is here, and you know, this is a new beginning. A fresh start, as my friend Minister Pat would say. This is a fresh start, a new beginning, and I want to welcome you to the Lalisa Williams Show. Welcome you to a new beginning. You know, God says, I will do a new thing in your life. I will give you a new beginning. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. He's giving you a new beginning, a new opportunity. For those of you, if this is your first time tuning in to this broadcast, we absolutely welcome you here. The Lalisa Williams Show, the broadcast, which comes on Monday through Friday mornings, mostly at 7 o'clock. However, I've been finding that the 9 o'clock hour is helping out a little bit better, but we will still have to keep it at 7 o'clock a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. because I teach a class during this time in the morning, so I won't be able to be here. I will be in class teaching. For those of you who know that I teach at Essex County College in Newark. So for those of you who are in school there, congratulations. I hope I see you in the hallway. If you see me, please stop me. And then I teach at other places around the state of New Jersey. And actually, I've done international teaching as well. So it's been a lot of fun. So I've been absolutely able to live, you know, just that's just one of my dreams. Now, I want to talk today about avoiding the dream killer. You know, again, I've been putting out all this information about how to achieve your dream. Last night on the webinar, I talked about how to activate your dream. And I'm just so excited about this. You know, what is it that you dream? What's your dream? When I think about your dream, I want you to think about what is the thing that you want to do that would really fulfill you? I mean, inside and out, make you happy. Again, when you start looking at, well, I don't know if I have, you may say to yourself, well, I don't know if I really have a dream. Well, first of all, you have to take time to get your dream. So think about what would you do that could make you so happy, so excited that in the morning you spring out of bed. What's that? And it may be one thing. For some people, it may be several things. You see, sometimes it may be, so just think about that. What would bring you joy, happiness, and then ultimately fulfillment? And I learned that word from Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, an awesome man, for those of you who know him, he's the author of about 6 or 7 books. One of those books happens to be the rewrite of Think and Grow Rich. So he rewrote it with a different focus. And his book is entitled Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So he wrote that, and he wrote another book entitled What Makes the Great Great? And in that book, he talks about all these great people that he met, and he interviewed them. Some he met and, I guess, decided to write a book like that, and then some he interviewed for the book. And when he's giving his speech, he says that he interviewed everybody from Condoleezza Rice to Bishop T.D. Jakes. He interviewed Michael Jordan. Some of his interviews were face-to-face. Some were probably via the phone or what have you. But he talks about all these different things that makes those people great. And they're, of course, all millionaires. And so he came up with this composite of these characteristics that they all had in common. And he goes around the world, and he teaches that composite list of greatness to people everywhere. Well, he came to Newark, New Jersey, and he taught it, and I caught it. And so he always says that, the one time he came to Newark, and I was driving him back to the airport. So there were only people in the car, was myself and he. And we were talking, and I was telling him about my book and Release Your Power and things I wanted to do and how I wanted to be this motivational speaker and this and this and that. And he says, yeah, Lalisa, you know, you really have something. Why don't you do this and do that and do that? And then the one thing he said to me, he talked about being fulfilled. And so that's what I want to give to other people, is not just to be happy, not just to be doing something that you enjoy doing, but to be totally fulfilled. That means you're happy with the work you do. You're happy with your level of finances. You're happy with your relationship, your spirituality. You're happy with your health. You're happy with your relationships, your friends. And you're happy with, you know, the things that you're doing in life. So you're totally fulfilled. And ever since he said that, now that's been since 2007, sometime around 2007 or 2008. And I'll never forget it. And, you know, coming from a person like him, you know, he hangs around and definitely hung around with the Zig Ziglars of the world and the other great people who talk about how to be successful. And he knows the scriptures, and You know, I love when he gives his speech and he talks about Peter and all them. So having a dream and living that dream, that's very, very important. But the problem is many people don't live their dream. Many people never reach their dream. And, you know, why is that? Why is it that so many people don't? So I wanted to talk today about how to avoid one key area that can stop people from living their dream, and that's dream killers. You know, dream killers can stop you from living your dream. So I wanted to talk about that today, how to avoid dream killers. And keep in mind that there are internal and external dream killers. I mean, most people know about the dream killers that come from outside of us. This would be in the form of other people. This would be in the form of those other people who do things or, you know, say things to be negative. You know, most people are familiar with that dream killer. So the external dream killer. Another dream killer that would be an external dream killer would be the lack of funds. Let's just say you have a big dream, but you don't have any funds to fund that dream. You may have a dream to open your very own, you know, restaurant, but you don't have the funds. So that would definitely be an external dream killer. But there's also the internal dream killers. So let me go over a few of those. And you want to be able to avoid these dream killers. One could be, one dream killer could definitely be your own negative thoughts. It's one thing to have your negative thoughts come from other people, because then you can simply try to avoid them. Just stay away from them. Don't spend a lot of time around them. When you are around them, try to guide the conversation along more positive lines. But when the dream killer is coming from within, how do you get away from yourself? How do you avoid yourself? That's what most people find so very hard to do, is to avoid themselves. That's why we teach you in Release Your Power how to become who you really are. So basically, we teach you how to become something that you don't want to avoid. Become the person that you want to be around 24/7. That's really what that book teaches you, how to become the lovable, you know, person that you want to be, so that you can be around yourself and you can be around them all the time. So you have your external dream killers, your internal dream killers. We said your external dream killers can be these individual people who are sabotaging you, telling you things like, I don't think you should do that, and, you know, I don't think you can really do that, and, you know, nobody's ever done that, or, you know, nobody in this family has ever done that, and why would you do that? That's not being realistic. That's one that I used to hear a lot. You're not being realistic, Lalisa. That's not realistic. You know, you got to be more like me. I'm realistic. But the problem that I've found with people like that who say, you should be more like me because I'm realistic, I don't see those people living their dreams. I see those people actually dumbing down their dreams, dumbing down their own happiness, dumbing down their life fulfillment. For what? I want to know, for what? But I don't, you know, I don't try to argue with them. I don't try to convince them that my dream is, you know, my reality. Okay, yeah, I said it. My dream is my reality. So you're telling me to come back to reality? Well, I'm in my reality because it's my dream. But you can't explain that to people like that. Their minds cannot receive it. If their minds could receive it, they would never say to you, you know, your dream is unreal. So part of avoiding the, you know, dream killers is trying to avoid being around people like that. Also, you can, so this is that, that's definitely that external dream killer. But those internal dream killers, like I said before, your own thoughts, your own imagination, your own negative, you know, assumptions about what you can do. Now, we also said that the lack of funds could be an external dream killer, but it could also be somewhat internal because you have somewhat, you can get control over your finances by trying to earn more of a finance, trying to bring more income into your life. Also, you can cut your spending. You can redirect the funds that you already have, the flow that you have coming in. You can just redirect it. Maybe you were taking the money and doing one thing with it, and now you, now that you have this dream in play, this dream is into vision, now you see that you have to fund that dream. So now you can redirect the monies that you're getting in. So funding could be both external and internal. So we have a list so far of some internal dreams, internal killers. And then another internal killer would be your very own procrastination. Yeah, your own wasting of time. That can be a serious, you know, dream killer. Even, you know, borderlining just laziness, just not taking the effort to get your dream started, okay? That could definitely be a killer because then over time, you don't even feel like doing it. So far we've talked about some external dream killers and some internal dream killers. And it's nothing like having an awesome dream but then having it destroyed because of these things. Both in external and internal, and we call them dream killers. Another dream killer that could all, would also be listed under the internal side would be to have the wrong dream. Okay, for instance, you have a dream to say, you know, I have a dream to be married to so and so and so. But that so-and-so-and-so is already married. That would truly be a wrong dream, okay? So you're not going to fulfill a dream, not a dream that God would have for you. So we talked about that in one of the other segments. You would want to go back and get where we talk about establishing your dream, creating your dream, so that you can actually live your dream. So now we want to talk about avoiding the dream killer. Because there are people who will come alongside of you and try to steal your dream. Okay? So, again, try not to go after dreams that don't fit you. You know, some people have these get-rich-quick dreams, okay? They decide to join this business or that company or this network marketing. And I tried it, too. I understand. I know exactly that feeling. And only to find out that, you know, nothing comes of that. Nothing comes of that. But you're like, but what happened? This was my dream. My dream was, you know, to make $1 million doing this or this or this or that. But then it doesn't work. So try not to go after those things that are just like some type of shiny object being shown to you and that someone else is saying, you know, boy, you could really live your dreams by doing this, 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 and that. You see, many of those come in the shape of the network marketing success, you know. And they're wonderful. I've done some of them. They are great, you know. But you got to be careful with those because, again, you could invest money in something that nobody else really wants that bad. Or you could come into that market too late. You have to get in on the absolute ground floor, and it has to absolutely be something that other people most definitely want. Okay? Another thing that could absolutely be a dream killer for you and some things that you would definitely need to avoid would be, again, it's internal, and that would be fear. fear. Try to keep fear manageable. You know, sometimes fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of change. You know, there's so many different reasons for fear to show up and to stop you from pursuing your dreams, your aspirations. For instance, I know people that wanted to go back and go to college, like that was their dream, to go to college. And what happened? They went and they tried to sign up, and then all of a sudden they got fearful. I don't have enough money. I won't be able to finish this. You know, other people, you know, may be negative toward them. So, again, I'm talking about external. There are some external killers that can come to kill your dream. But there's also, as you've noticed, so far the list for internal is far greater than the list for external. But if you really want to achieve your dreams, if you really want to live a kind of life that you're really not only just happy with, not just that you enjoy it, but that you want to totally be fulfilled. This is like the ultimate in prosperity. Prosperity is not just about money. When you prosper in every area of your life. Again, your intimate relationships, your finances, your career, your vocation, your friends, your entertainment, I mean, and your health, your mind, your mental state. And you can work on yourself. You can work. That's what this broadcast is all about, the Lalisa Williams Show. This is a show, and has been for the past 5 years. This show has been centered on and geared toward helping people to become who they really are, to become that ultimate dream, to live that ultimate dream, doing something that you absolutely, that fulfills you. And if you were on the call last night, you heard me say that your fulfillment comes when you can fulfill the dreams of so many other people. Okay, so another dream killer that I found out there that can stop people is when they take too long to kind of put their dreams into action. You know, you ever met those people that it takes them like 20 years to get a dream going? Okay, here's what's happened to me. This happens to me all the time. I go somewhere to speak, a college, a company, an organization in the community, and I go to speak and I begin to talk about some things that they can do in order to be happy in life and to be a success in life and how they can achieve their goals and their dreams. And I'll begin to share with them what they need to do. Well, afterwards, some people will come over to me and begin to tell me about some things they had in mind, things that they wanted to do, dreams they had. And so when I ask them, well, how's that working? Where are you at? Well, they still haven't got off ground one. And so, you know, I'm looking at them and wondering what's going on here. And when I, you know, delve further and begin to talk to them, these are things that they have been wanting to do for the past 10, 15, 20 years. I'm sorry, people, that's way too long. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with taking your time. There's nothing wrong with, you know, working on something else. But unless you can show me something else major that you were doing that took away your focus and your time for living your dream, I need to be able to help people start working on your dream right away. It doesn't mean that you have to quit your day job. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, dish your family. What I want to do is help people to start achieving their dream a little bit each day. That's what it takes to do to achieve your dream a little bit each day. Well, then that's what you'll do. But don't wait, because I'm telling you, the longer you wait, the longer it will take you to get up and get into action. You know what they say, a moving object keeps moving, and so it's much easier. But an object that lays dormant for a long time is very, very hard to get it up and to get it going. So those are the dream killers that I wanted to share with you today. So the first one, don't forget, we got both internal and external. So internal dream killers, your very own procrastination, being negative, having the wrong dream, going after stuff that seems so shiny And, oh, this is something I could do. I know I could do it. I do it. I've done it so many times. It's not even funny. So I'm telling you from straight experience. That doesn't help you in the fulfillment of your ultimate dream. Also, having fear, having negative people around you, okay? But the negative people, that's more of the external part of a dream killer, someone from outside. But inside, it would be your own internal thinking. It would be your own procrastination or laziness. It would be your own over-analyzing how you're going to do your dream. You know, it shouldn't take you that long. If it's taking you longer than, you know, 6 months to a year, you definitely need to contact me. I can help you get it started. Another external dream killer is the lack of support. When you don't have support, so I, you know, like for myself even, I thank God that I have I have maybe more than that, probably about six. I probably have more than the average person. I don't know. I would have to talk to you and find out. One of the reasons that I have so much support is that my mother laid a great foundation. She had five girls, and we're close enough in age that we can really help each other, and we kind of see things on the same level because we're all from around the same, you know, generation. And so they were very supportive of each other because we all have dreams. So it's not like one has one and one doesn't and two does. No, we all four of us have very powerful dreams. So we've been supporting each other for the past 20 years. So that's a major support right there. And, of course, my mother was our biggest supporter, and she passed away in 2005. So we've had some serious dream. My mother was the type of person that my mother never, ever, and the wildest things that I've done, if my mother was alive, she'd be on here right now on Blog Talk Radio. My mother has never told me, LaLisa, that ain't real, or you can't do that. She never, ever told me that. Actually, she always told me the opposite. She always told me, LaLisa, you're living beneath your privilege. And so she was always one to say, expand where you want to go, expand what you want to do, expand what you want to be. You know, I remember as a teenager, she set us down, the siblings, whoever was home at that moment, and she took a glass of water and filled it up halfway. And she said to us, now, how do you see this? What do you see here? You know, and then, of course, you know, we said this, this, or that. And that's when she explained to us about pessimism and optimism. And she said that a pessimist would see the glass half full, and that a pessimist would see the glass half empty, and an optimist would see the glass half full. And that's when I first learned about being optimistic. Even though I was still hanging out, you know, getting high, doing all the wrong things as a teenager, I was busy dropping out of school, failing, and what have you. But in the back of my mind, I knew the difference between a person who sees things negatively and a person who sees things positively. And to know something, and to me, those were big words, especially for me, being a high school, you know, flunking out of high school. I thought, well, at least I know two big words, pessimist and optimist, and I've never forgotten them. So you need a support group. You need a support people. That's why you see people have these, and they belong to these mastermind groups. And that's one of the reasons that I've launched Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, to be such a group like that, where everyone there has a dream. Everyone has big goals and big ideas. So for you to share your things with these people, these are not dream snatchers. I've found in my life the dream killers are typically the people who don't have dreams themselves. Therefore, they so totally don't understand. They don't understand who you are. They don't know. They can't get with it. So you need that support group. I also have my husband. My husband is very supportive. He doesn't always understand my dreams right away. But the good thing is about him is that he knows I'm a dreamer, because I've been that way since the day we met. So I didn't switch up on him. You know, I remind him. I say, remember now, I'm the girl who came from Cincinnati to New Jersey with nothing, absolutely nothing, no place to stay, no money, no job, nothing but a GED. And look how far I've come. So I remind, sometimes if he gets like, you know, why are you doing this or why are you doing that, I remind him, remember who I am. I'm only being myself. This is the woman that you fell in love with, a woman that would be that courageous, that different. Because most people... People believe that most people wouldn't do that. you know, move into a town where you absolutely don't know anybody, don't have any money, don't have a job, don't have this, don't have that, and then make it, okay? But again, that's because you got to have that thought in your head that you can make it, that you will make it. So that's all I have to share for you this morning. I hope that this has been something to help you in your avoiding dream killers. Now, the major takeaways, remember, there's both external dream killers and internal dream killers. External would be these people that don't know you and what have you. I mean, people, but remember, most of the killing comes from within. So that means you have at least 80% control over your dream coming into fruition. Again, you can have fear, you can have negativity, procrastination. These are all things that you, actions that you can change on your own. And so I would hope that you would do that. Now we have just a few minutes left on the broadcast. I would love to open up the phone lines. And if you have a comment or a question or concern, I would absolutely take your calls at this time. All you would need to do is hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line at this moment. Right here on the LaLisa Williams Show. So I know for some people they're on mute, and it could take a little minute before they actually get to be able to open up their phone line. So if you don't have any questions, that's fine. So definitely follow us on Facebook. Please, if you're not on Facebook, go to my website, release-your-power.com. Please go to the website, and you can absolutely get a free 15-minute one-on-one coaching session from Coach LaLisa J. Williams. That is me. I will talk with you about your dreams, about your goals, about whatever you want to talk about as it relates to you achieving success in your life. That's what I'm all about. So you can go to my website, and on the homepage, you can grab a free 15-minute coaching session with me as one-on-one. You give me your number, I'll call you up, you tell me what area, there'll be a list of some things you can choose that we could talk about that to help you. Also, you can get a free segment of my book, Release Your Power. You can also get that on the website, release-your-power.com. Also, this Women's Leader and Entrepreneurs International Association membership is coming very, very soon. Several people have already asked for the membership paperwork. I'm still working on that right now as we speak. That paperwork is coming out, that association, you'll be able to be a member of that and benefit from the other members, showcase your talents, your skills, and your abilities, your products, your services. It will also allow you to go to some of the free events that we will have and some of the events that we will have in the coming year, and to network, and so that you can achieve your dreams, so that you can live your dreams and be fulfilled. And really enjoy your life. I mean, I tell you, it's the best thing that I've ever experienced. I never expected this one. You know, when I grew up, I never thought I would be somewhere teaching women and men how to live their dream lives. You know, I'm just so overexcited. I can't wait. Hopefully I'll get to meet you soon. As I travel to Ohio and Virginia, I'll be coming to Virginia in just a few days, and I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to it. I absolutely love Virginia Beach. I have family members there. Me and my husband go there every single summer, and we've been doing that for the past 15 years now. We absolutely love it. I was stationed there in 1980 when I was in the military, and at that time I was so young. When I left the military, I discharged from Virginia Beach. That was my duty station, and I never ever thought I would come back there to live. Never in my wildest dreams not in my wildest dreams, that I think I would be coming back there. Now I go there at least 2 or 3 times every year. So I absolutely pray that you will have great success, that you will be able to live your dream. And please go to my Facebook page if you're on Facebook, and you know, just indicate to me. You can go to my inbox, or you can post it on my timeline if you have a question or a comment. Now, tomorrow, the show will be at 7 a.m. because Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have a class at the college. And so I will not be at 9 o'clock. I will be in the midst of a class. So I cannot do the show at those times. However, well, I don't know. Let's see. I moved back to 7. Sometimes I have to work around my teaching schedule. But we'll see. You know, I don't know if I'll move this show. I might have to move it back to 7 a.m. because of my teaching schedule. So we'll see what happens. But if you follow me on Facebook, you will receive the notice for what time the show will be on. And you can always go back and listen to the archive if you can't listen to the show live. So take care and have a wonderful joy drink.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.